This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We didn't get too deep into it, Sheila Gurra and I, mostly because I messed up my own game. But the Fed meets on Tuesday with interest rates, as always, on the agenda. There's a lot going on when the Fed talks monetary policy, of course. The unemployment rates, worker productivity, how fast the economy is growing or not. Right at the tippy top of that list, though, is inflation. For more than 20 years, the Fed has had an inflation North Star of sorts, a target that helps guide it, to torture the metaphor just a little bit, of keeping inflation right around 2%. Now, though, a group of prominent economists and activists is arguing that time has come to rethink that number. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what's going on.
In 1996, when the economy was great, the Federal Reserve and lots of other central banks were thinking about what level of inflation would be best for the economy.
Rather arbitrarily, they picked 2%.
Sebastian Malaby is a historian who studied the Federal Reserve. The Fed wanted to keep prices stable, but they weren't quite sure whether they were measuring inflation correctly.
There was no consensus really on a kind of objective reason why it should be 2% as opposed to 1% or 3%.
They just went with 2%. Who cares? It's fine. Everything is fine. Except the Fed has learned when it's not fine, when things go terribly wrong in the economy. Jason Furman is with the Peterson Institute.
Having that target today just leaves you less room.
Less room to lower interest rates, which are affected by inflation. Like during the Great Recession, the Federal Reserve lowered rates and lowered rates until rates basically went to zero. Furman and other economists argue that if we had a higher inflation rate to begin with, it would be like having a fatter brake pad on the economy. The Fed would have had more space to lower both inflation and interest rates. Joe Stiglitz, economist at Columbia University, argues this would also help workers.
When we run a tighter economy that's associated with a higher inflation rate, wages rise faster than inflation, and the share of labor increases. Workers do better because there's a tight labor market.
On the other hand, higher inflation does have a cost.
You get to 3 or 4% inflation. I don't think you can call that stable prices anymore.
Don Cohn is with the Brookings Institution. He says inflation can interfere with businesses and individuals trying to make sense of the prices and costs they see as they go about their everyday lives. Still, he says the 2% number needs a good rethink.
We need to talk about this issue.
But there are just a few other things going on in Washington right now that may just be distracting everyone's attention. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.